Chapter 2 Ryo Urase 35 Accountant It all began with a spoon that I took from a shelf. It was very small and flat and looked like a teaspoon. I was in high school at the time. I was walking around the streets of Kanagawa because I didn't want to go home after a small fight with my mother. That's when I found the shop, which was full of strange old things. It was an antique shop. I continued looking around the shop with the spoon in my hand. It was warm from holding it. After a few minutes, I bought it for 1,500 yen. That was a lot of money for a student in high school, but I didn't want to put the spoon back on the shelf. The manager was an older man who always wore a hat. He was like an antique himself. "It's a spoon made in England," he told me. "When was it made?" I asked. He put on his glasses and looked at the back of the spoon. "In 1905," he said. When I looked for myself, all I could see were letters and pictures. There were no numbers. "How do you know?" I asked. The manager laughed and smiled, but he didn't answer. After that, I often visited the antique shop. The manager's name was Mr. Ebigawa, and his shop was a place where I could forget everything. Usually, I only looked, but sometimes I bought small things. Mr. Ebigawa and the other customers taught me about antiques and how to read all the different letters and pictures. I learned so much, and I fell in love with the antique world. Then one day, not long before I finished high school, I saw a sign on the door. Store closed. It was the end of the antique shop and Mr. Ebigawa. That was 18 years ago. Maybe that's why I've always wanted my own antique shop. Even now at 35, I still dream of it. When I have enough money, I will quit my job and find somewhere to open a shop. But will this day ever come? After university, I left home and started working for a small business. I was an accountant. I helped them look after their money. "How do you do this again?" my manager, Mr. Taguchi, asks. "Not again, I think. He asked the same thing yesterday." Mr. Taguchi often finds things difficult to understand, so I have to help him. "That's how it's done," he shouts. "Thanks for helping me again." I go back to my desk. I like working with numbers, and the job is not that difficult. "How about a drink tomorrow?" Mr. Taguchi calls out. "Sorry, but I'm not here tomorrow," I say.
"Are you going out with your girlfriend?" he asks.
"Yes," I say.
"Ha! I knew it," he laughs.
I'm angry at myself for telling him that I have plans to see her. Mr. Taguchi looks at me and smiles.
"You've been with this girl for a while now. Are you going to get married soon?"
"Oh, no," I say, changing the conversation. "Someone has made a mistake with the numbers. I'll need to change them." Mr. Taguchi laughs and turns back to his computer. I am happy that Mr. Taguchi isn't talking to me anymore. But it was true that the numbers were wrong. This is my job. I have a manager who doesn't know how to do anything and colleagues who do their work badly. It's not that bad, but at times like this, I want to quit. My dream is to open my own antique shop. I just want to talk to people who love antiques as much as I do. But I can't quit. I don't have enough money. The next day, I go to pick up Hina. Hina is my girlfriend, and she lives at home with her parents. Hina's mother opens the door.
Ryo, we haven't seen you for a while. Do you want to stay for dinner?
Before I can answer, Hina runs out the door.
Mom, enough! Stop talking.
She takes my hand and waves to her mother. There are 10 years between Hina and me. She's only 25. We met 3 years ago while I was walking on Yuigihama Beach at Kamakura. Hina was sitting on the sand, looking for something.
Is everything okay? I asked.
I'm looking for small bits of sea glass, she said. I make things with it. The glass comes from something bigger that was used by somebody in another place a long time ago. I love that.
She sees the world the same way I do, I thought.
We talked for a while, and then I asked her to have tea with me. It wasn't normal for me to ask a girl out. I still can't believe that I did it. We share a love of old things, and sometimes Hina and I talk about having our own shop one day. But it's just a dream. She doesn't have to worry about money because she lives at home. I have a lot more things to worry about. Hina wants to start selling the things that she makes with sea glass, so today we're going to the library. She has found a class there that teaches people how to build websites for businesses. While I'm waiting for Hina, I see a young girl moving some books on the shelves.
Excuse me, do you have anything about starting a business? I ask.
Maybe, she says, unsure.
Oh, don't worry about it, I say, waving my hand and feeling bad.
No, I'm sorry. I'm still training, she says. My name is Nozomi Morinaga, but there's a librarian in the office who can help you.
Nozomi points toward the office, so I walk over to it. When I enter, I look twice, because the woman behind the desk is large, and I mean very large. You cannot see her neck between her head and her body. I walk toward her slowly. She looks a little unfriendly. When I look at her hands, I notice that they are doing something behind the desk.
Is she felting, maybe?
Yes, she is holding felting needles. I think about leaving, but then the librarian turns her head and looks at me.
What are you looking for? She says, and her voice is surprisingly soft.
What are you looking for? She asked me. I think about it, but I only have dreams that will never come true. I read on her desk that her name is Sayuri Komachi.
Do you have any books about starting a business? I say quietly.
Starting a business, she says.
And also some advice about how to quit my job? I ask. Of course, I'll never start a business or quit my job.
Ms. Komachi puts her felting needles into an orange box, which I notice is a honey dome cookie box made by Kuremiado. I loved those cookies as a child.
There are many different businesses. What is it that you want to do? She asks.
I want to own an antique shop one day, I say without thinking.
One day, she says.
Well, I can't quit my job, I say, suddenly a little embarrassed. And opening a shop will be expensive. But the more I say one day, the more it just sounds like a dream.
Is that what you think? She asks. That it's just a dream? If you continue to say the words one day, then the dream isn't finished. Maybe it'll stay a beautiful dream, but the days are better when you have something to dream about.
I don't know what to say. If one day are the words for a dream, then what words make it real?
But if you need to know what happens after the dream, you need to know, says Ms. Komachi.
Suddenly, she turns to her computer screen and starts typing very quickly. She then hands me a list of books. You can open a store. My store. 7 things that you should do before quitting your job. How do worms work?
I'm sure that the last one is a mistake, so I read the name back to her. She doesn't reply, but reaches into her desk and pulls out a felted brown cat.
This is for you, she says.
Why are you giving me this? I ask.
It's a free gift, she says.
Oh, and one more thing. When you go, don't forget to look at the leaflets near the front door. They can be very interesting.
I take the list and find the books, checking numbers and names. When Hina finds me, I'm still holding the cat.
What's this? Hina says.
Something that the librarian gave me, I say.
Are you borrowing those books?
Hina asks.
Oh, no, I was just looking, I say, a little embarrassed.
Excuse me, Hina calls toward Nozomi. Can anybody borrow books?
Yes, Nozomi says.
Anybody who lives in this area can borrow 6 books for 2 weeks.
Hina begins talking to Nozomi, so I quickly return the business books to the shelves. Then I take the book about worms and give it to Hina to borrow. Before we leave, I think about Miss Komachi and what she said about the leaflets. I look around and notice a leaflet with a photograph of a cat on the front. The cat looks like the cat that Miss Komachi gave me. There is a man holding the cat in his arms, standing against some bookshelves. I pick up the leaflet. It says, Librarian Sayuri Komachi's favorite bookshop is Cats Now Books, a bookshop with real cats inside.
Are you coming, Ryo?
Hina says. I put the leaflet inside the worms book and put it in my bag. Hina is the youngest of 3 girls. The oldest sister, Kimiko, is 35. She is the same age as me. The next oldest, Erika, is 32. Kimiko is single and works for an Osaka television station. Erika is married and lives abroad. Hina's parents have always been very nice to me. Hina and I have never spoken about getting married, but I can see that her parents would like that for their only daughter still living at home.
Busy at work, Ryo?
Her father asked me the first time we met.
Yes, it's busy, I replied. Sometimes we don't have enough staff, so it can be a little difficult.
Are you doing other people's work?
It wouldn't surprise me. You're a hard-working man, he said. My older daughters knew what they wanted to do. Hina lives in a dream world, but now she has you. We don't need to worry.
He was silent a moment, then smiled.
Please, look after her.
I didn't know what to say, so I just smiled. I'm happy that they like me, and they think that I'm good for their daughter, but they don't know the real me. They don't know that I want to quit my job and open an antique shop. When Hina and I get home from the library, I start reading How Do Worms Work? I still don't know why Ms. Komachi recommended this book, but I find it very easy to read. Inside the book, I see the leaflet with the photograph of the cat. I take out my smartphone and search online for Cats Now Books and learn that it is in Tokyo. There is an interview with the owner, Yasuhara. He is standing in front of the bookshelves, holding a black cat and wearing a cat t-shirt.
Lucky man, I think, living his dream. I read that Yasuhara also works for a computer business. Can you do that? I think, work for a business and have your own shop? Yasuhara says something that interests me. It is possible to have two careers at the same time. One does not have to be more important than the other. The next day after work, I visit an antique show. I walk around looking at the beautiful antiques until suddenly I hear my name.
Dio, is that you, Dio?
I turn around to see an older man standing behind me. He's wearing a pink jacket with green flowers.
Mr. Nasuda?
I say after a few seconds.
Good memory, he shouts.
I knew Mr. Nasuda from the antique shop that I visited as a child. He was a customer.
How did you know it was me? He says. I look a lot older now, but you haven't changed at all. You still look so worried.
This makes me a little angry, but then I remember that he always said things like that.
It's been years since I saw you, he continues. I was sad when the antique shop closed.
Yes, me too, I reply.
I remember the police coming to my work, he says.
The police? I ask. I can feel my heart moving faster. All this time, I was worried that Mr. Ebigawa was ill. I didn't think that he might have trouble with the police.
Yes, Mr. Nasuda says. Mr. Ebigawa had some money problems, so he ran away.
My heart drops. It's worse than being ill. Now I know that opening a shop can never work. You need money, and when you don't have money, bad things happen. The next day at work is worse than normal. A colleague does not do her work well, and it makes me angry. When I arrive home, Hina is waiting in my apartment and has made dinner. We often spend Friday nights and all of Saturday together. While we are eating, I can't stop thinking about Mr. Ebigawa and my work problems.
Are you okay, Dio?
Hina says. You look worried.
I'm just busy at work,
I say. My online shop is doing well, she says. I've sold a lot, and the customers are happy.
She is lucky. She can do something that she loves because she still lives at home and doesn't have to worry about money. She doesn't have to do a job that she hates.
I know it's online, but it feels like a real shop, she continues.
When you have your antique shop, that's easy for you to say, I say angrily.
She looks surprised. I know that I'm being horrible, but I can't stop.
I'm not like you, Hina. You don't have to worry if you don't sell anything. It's just a bit of fun for you.
It's not a bit of fun, Hina replies. I can see that she's angry with me. Maybe I should say sorry, but before I can say anything, Hina stands up and walks toward the door.
I'm going home, she says. I stay sitting, not moving. I feel bad, but I don't ask her to stay. With Hina gone, I have nothing to do. I look at my bed and notice the library book, How Do Worms Work? I begin to read, and I feel a little better. Plants have work to do above and below the ground, but we never see both at the same time. Maybe it's the same with having an office job and owning an antique shop. I think about the interview with Yasuhara and how he has two careers. Is that what Yasuhara is doing? The next afternoon, I decide to visit Cats Now Books. Inside, lots of cats are walking around.
I notice a man wearing a blue shirt. It's Yasuhara.
Hello, he says, turning toward me. Can I help you with anything?
I came today because I read about you in a leaflet that I found in the Hattori Library.
Ah, yes. Ms. Komachi recommended us.
Yasuhara says, smiling.
Thank you for coming.
Before I can stop myself, I say,
I'm thinking about opening an antique shop. I read your interview about having two careers. I didn't know that it was possible. You work for a business during the week, don't you?
That's right, he says.
Is having two different careers difficult? I ask.
Yasuhara laughs. This bookshop was always my dream. My other job makes this dream possible.
I think about the plants working both under and above ground, how we never see both at the same time.
But aren't you tired?
Sometimes. I'm usually here or at my other job. But I love it, he says.
I want to do what you're doing, but I'm not brave enough, I say, and I don't have time or money.
The moment you say don't, then you're finished, Yasuhara says.
I don't understand, I say.
You have to make don't into something real. Find the money, find the time, become braver, he says, still smiling. Of course, it's hard work, but my wife helps, and I couldn't do this without her.
I look at his face, and I think of Hina. Both he and Hina are living their dreams, and they are happy. A few days later, I take the book back to the library and visit Ms. Komachi.
I went to Cats Now Books, I say.
Yasuhara is a great friend, Ms. Komachi says, smiling.
You wanted me to visit that shop, didn't you? I say.
I didn't send you there, she says. You decided to go there. You've already begun.
Thank you, I say. After leaving the library, I go to Hina's house to say sorry. When I arrive at her house, she opens the door and asks me to come upstairs to her bedroom.
I'm sorry, I say, pulling out a bottle and two glasses from my bag.
She looks surprised.
Well done for selling your sea glass, I say.
Thank you, she says. You think it's a bit of fun, but when I make things with sea glass, I think about the person who might wear it. It's a journey from one person to another, and it makes me happy.
I know what she means, and it's why I want my own shop.
Hina, I have something to tell you, I say. I'm going to open an antique shop.
But what about your job? Hina asks.
I'm not going to quit. I'm going to keep my job and open the antique shop, too.
I want to add, so will you help me? But stop myself. If I say this, she will know that I am asking her to marry me.
Yes, Hina says, and it'll be easier if we do it together. Let's get married as soon as possible.
She says it so easily.
I think about Yasuhara and his wife. This can be me and Hina. I think about how we don't see what is happening below the ground, but only what is happening above. It's possible to do two jobs and be happy. One helps the other, and both are important. Finally, one day is going to become tomorrow.